Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we're talking about addiction and addiction in a relationship and how it can be bad. And I know I'm already stepping in it by saying I don't know that this particular thing is an addiction.
You think it's more of a choice?
I think in some cases it is. But okay. Because it is about addiction, this person would like to be disguised. Emily?
Yai!
You are disguised. Why don't you tell us what's going on? Get us all up to speed and we'll try to get you some help.
Yeah, this is kind of a tough one. So my boyfriend, I've been with him a couple years. I think he's got an addiction to adult fare, adult movies, adult websites kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's, I'm not really prudish about that kind of thing. I feel like, you know, I'm chill about it, but he's on those sites more and more, and now he wants to bring what he's seeing into our bedroom life. And he's having trouble performing, I guess is how I can say it.
Oh.
And I just feel like maybe because I don't measure up to what he's seeing, and I don't know what to do. Like, is this a deal breaker? Is this something
so he's not
to work out?
He's not
to talk to someone.
He's not in the closet about this. Like, it's not like you've caught him watching adult films and stuff. He's open with the fact that he's watching a lot of pornography.
Yeah. I mean, he's always been open about it. But like I said, there's been more and more time devoted to that.
And now, unless you guys are doing something nutty, crazy that he might have seen in a film or whatever, he's having performance issues.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel as loving when it's always about that kind of thing, which is kind of uncomfortable for me.
Wow.
So I'm especially curious, Slacker, like, do you think this means he's not, like, relationship material and I should cut my losses and say goodbye? Or, I don't know.
He's a guy.
Like normal behavior? Like,
well,
he's a man, so.
I'm going to say this. I started this with one attitude because I think people who say, like, I'm addicted to porn are, you know, it's a choice. I watch adult material not as often as I did before I was married and had kids or whatever, but I could, this sounds so Alcoholics Anonymous, doesn't it? I could quit at any time.
And if you quit, you sound like you're going to die.
I'm not.
Yeah.
So addiction. I find the word addict or addiction gets bantied about certain things incorrectly. Now I'm flipping a little bit. I was prepared to come at you with that argument, but now that I've heard your story, he doesn't have it's stronger than just a desire to watch. If he doesn't get what he sees in the movies and his stuff doesn't work, that is starting to feel like more than just, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a
desensitized.
That's a problem.
So yeah. And I'm kind of worried about him, but also about me, because it's sort of affecting how I feel about myself.
Okay.
You know? In a weird way.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you feel like he wasn't doing this just to spice things up, which I would kind of take offense a little bit, but that's, you're married. You're allowed to talk about stuff. So anyway, he's kind of using your body to work out these new maneuvers that he's
watched on.
Right. And he's assuming that you're into it too, because, you know, we're a couple and we're doing new things in the bedroom, but
I'm interested in exploring, but I don't feel like he's connected to me.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
It does.
This is him wanting to replicate something he's seen, and he has no connection to me, and that kind of freaks me out.
In fact, it sounds like he has spending a lot more time in connecting with those actresses in the movies than.
Does he play it while you're relating? Does he want to? Does he always?
No. I think it's more a preparation.
Okay, so he watches it in the other room, gets himself. Wow. Yeah. Yikes, that sounds like an addiction, and I hate to say it because I'm backpedaling myself, but that's, like, I can honestly say, I would, if I were even halfway there, I'd be like, oh my God, yeah. This has to, like...
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's a good relation. You guys are just dating, right, for a couple years?
Yeah, we've been dating a couple years, and I mean, it freaks me out a little when I'm being intimate with someone and I don't feel like they feel any connection to me in those moments.
Yeah, or being intimate, you know? Or tender, like, or caring and showing love. It's like, just...
Yeah, it's, so that's been a little... I mean, honestly, freaks me out a little. I don't know what to do about that.
Here's the big question. Do you love him?
I mean, except for this, but isn't this a big except?
It is, but I mean, here's the thing. This is something that, I mean, we're going to try to get you help, but we can just end this OPP right now. If you don't say you love him, then the answer is bye.
Yeah.
He needs to go. So,
yeah, see, I mean, except, like, in every other way, we have a great relationship, if that makes any sense. Like, if you take out the bedroom aspect, we get along really well. We go out and have lots of fun. We have a lot of friends in common. We have a lot of common interests. Like, there are a lot of things going for him, but this is has been really difficult.
Well, so if you do love him, then we're going to try to get you some help, because I think there's other people who've been in your shoes. There's men and women who've had this thing, and I think, plug your ears, Steve, you're gonna have to work through this. And Steve doesn't think any relationship is worth any amount of work. If you love him, I think this can be fixed, but it's definitely not gonna be easy, because he's got to erase a brain full of,
oh,
this is what I need to get there and get back to being that 13-year-old boy who just is like marveling at your beautiful girlfriend's body.
Yeah.
And that's got to go back to being his drive in life.
Ooh.
As opposed to watching four people in a room with a goat and a fire truck and a hand grenade. Like,
oh, you rented that one too.
I didn't rent it. I own it.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah. Well, it's more common because the adult stuff is so easy to get your hands on now. It's more common.
Yeah.
So, Emily,
let me ask Steve a question.
Yep.
Steve, I mean, because Steve, I'm just curious what you think, because my boyfriend doesn't seem to think he has a problem. I mean, I brought it up a couple times that I don't feel a connection to him in the bedroom.
Good for you.
So I don't know, like. But, you know, I didn't make a big deal of it. I didn't want to have like a big knockdown, drag out discussion. Those are horrible. But he didn't seem to quite get it.
Oh,
so
no.
Is that a reason for concern?
Yes, absolutely. I think you said it earlier, Emily. You're just this piece of, you're just. You're
but it's not, only during that time.
Yeah.
He's loving to you when you're out to dinner, right?
Yeah.
See, yeah, I mean, we got to fix that.
We get along really well.
Yeah, he's turned the bedroom into an amusement park and not a place to connect with my partner type of thing. Yeah.
Emily, why don't you hang tight and we're going to try to get you some advice. I got to recuse myself because I do watch adult stuff. I know that I feel that I could stop at any time, and it's ever affected me in the bedroom or made my significant other feel like less of a woman.
See, and that right there.
But she doesn't want to leave him.
Right.
So.
And she's into open experimenting and stuff like that. It's just that it's gone with him way a little too far. How do you bring him back down to earth? And if you can you now? He sounds like he's so desensitized to
it's like PTSD,
reality.
Man. You've been in war, and then just going and buying milk is like
regular life.
That's boring.
This is what. Yeah.
I need bullets whizzing over my head.
Exactly.
So
can he come back?
Can he, have you helped somebody through porn addiction? Emily could really use your help. Michelle?
Hi.
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 What do you think?
So I was in a relationship for 4 years with a guy who lasted 5 seconds every single time we were together.
Oh.
And
I miss you.
I ended up having to end it because he didn't think he had a problem. I brought it up to him multiple times. We tried different things, and I had to end it because it was such a huge part of the relationship.
Yeah. Yep. It is.
Even though everything else was great.
Yeah. I loved him. We had a great time together. We got along great. And then it got to that point, and it wasn't fun and it wasn't worth it.
And you couldn't help him through that. You couldn't teach him. Did you try things to...
I tried everything. I suggested going to a doctor, everything. He didn't want to do anything. He didn't talk to anybody about it, because obviously it's an embarrassing problem, but he didn't think he had an issue.
But you had to do what you had to do because you weren't getting what you needed out of the relationship either. And I'm sure you're not the first female that did that to him either.
Actually, we were each other's first.
Oh.
Well, maybe he's better now. You should go take another run at it.
I mean, but 4 years of that?
4 years.
So Emily's only a couple years in. You think this guy's weirdness is probably enough of a reason. If you're not getting rocked between the sheets, you should leave.
I mean, if he doesn't think there's any like way to fix it or he's not willing to, I would say that, it's probably time to end it.
Michelle,
he's not putting your needs above his.
Yeah, it's all him.
I get it.
And I know women are very patient and tolerant with guys, issues and stuff, but 4 years, dang.
That's patient. Thank you for the advice, Michelle. April.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think that they ought to consider making a, so to speak, wild night like Friday or Saturday night or even both, where he can do what he wants to do and be wild and crazy. And the other nights are reserved for lovemaking. The other thing I would really be concerned about is that several times you asked if she loved him, and she kept going back to, he's great, he's nice, he's this. She never said the L word.
Oh, okay.
And she can have a lot of fun and everything, which is what she kept going back to with other guys. But it also will go to effect in her mind if he avoids making love with her on the other nights and only wants to fool around.
If he only wants to, you'll get your answer. It's like, if he's good to go on this wild nights and on the passion nights, it's a no-go. That's a great plan, April.
That is.
Appreciate the call. Garrett.
Hey,
Yai. What do you think?
I think he needs to slowly wean himself off of the porn, because I've been in the exact same situation where just got out of college, I wasn't really getting any, and then get into a relationship and I don't know what's going on, like why I can't perform. And I thought, should this beautiful woman, I can't even perform. And it turned out, eventually just once a day to once every other day. And then
you were literally a voracious user of adult materials. Like you were watching it several times a day.
Yeah. It was, I was just college kid, good to go. I wasn't getting any. So I had to, get my urges done,
But then you weaned
and you were able to do it with a real girl instead of watching something on.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And then Sunday Funday was my once a week kind of dealio.
Okay.
Where you frolic in your own playground.
I mean, you learn a little things with some things that are, possible that aren't, but some of that stuff online isn't like normal day stuff.
No, I know. I've had to tell my child this, who's not ready for any of it. I'm like, when you watch, a movie when they shoot a guy and he like, blah, blah, I'm like, real shootings don't look like that. Mm. And real relations don't look like that.
Definitely don't.
I mean, they can.
But you got to be. Yeah.
There's. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's just like a trial error. And, you got to get him, if he really cares about this relationship, he's just got to kind of
wean.
He's got to wean himself. I never thought of it being sort of what you're calling
it. Backing it down.
You can't just go cold turkey, because then you'll.
No, we can't have that. You got to
back it off. Catherine.
Yai.
What do you think?
So I'm a psych nurse, and so I understand a lot of the psychological issues well, and I think Emily has kind of already answered her question what to do, and I think, there may not be a whole lot that she can do, and she might need to move on, because I think the red flag is that she had already mentioned this to him, expressed her concerns, and he told her that he doesn't see it as a problem and that he doesn't seem to get it. And so is it an addiction? I do think so. I think there's a big psychological addiction, and he's become so infatuated with these adult films to where it is augmenting his reality and the relationship he has with her in the bedroom, which is a significant part of their relationship.
Boom.
So if she decides to leave him, that could be the rock bottom wake up call, that if it is an addiction, it could like snap him out of it or get him started down the path of recovery.
You know, it's possible. And I think, you know, if she does love him and she does want to try and preserve their relationship, then sure, she should certainly mention it to him again, talk to him about it. But the fact that she's already brought it up once previously and he didn't really seem to have that insight of how it's affecting her and that it is a problem, you know, I think it's going to be hard because we all know that with addiction, the first part of recovering from an addiction is recognizing there's a problem.
Right.
And if he has yet to do that, it can be a long road. And, you know, if she's willing to work through it, then great. It can be a very difficult road, though.
He's going to have to hit pause on his flick, though.
Just long enough. Thank you for the call, though. Brandy?
Yay.
Yay.
I understand you have the science behind this addiction thing. What is it?
I do. So when we connect with other people, our bodies release an endorphin when things are finished. So if you're looking at one thing and this one thing is causing you to release an endorphin, then when you go back to another thing who's not quite as attractive or as appealing as the first thing, your body's not going to release as many endorphins, and it's going to cause your body to want what it saw in the first place.
Good point.
So can you wean yourself off the porn and get back to... Yeah. The endorphin, like teacher, like Pavlov's dog, teach yourself that this is the one I want endorphins from?
So because of some classes I've taken, the answer to that is yes. But the main thing is when you get to the point that you're really excited, you have to reconnect with the person that you're with. So open your eyes.
Oh,
wow.
Well, okay. That makes sense. Perfect sense.
I almost never close my eyes. Just saying. Thank you for the call. Creepily, even when I'm making out.
I knew you were that guy.
I'm not that guy. No.
Yes, that's you. That's
no, totally. I am not. No.
I so see you as
it's
that
not, that's not me. Eva?
Yay.
Yay.
And you are disguised per your request. You've been in this situation, obviously.
Yes, he is definitely, undoubtedly a sex addict.
Okay.
My husband is, and I weekly go to, Partners of Sex Addict group. There is help and it can get better.
Okay.
If he goes to a therapist who specializes in sex addiction, just like Alcohol Anonymous, there's FA, Sex Addiction Anonymous that you can go to weekly. And it's been a game changer for our marriage.
Because he's normal again, and I'm using normal, but it's like, was he doing the thing where it just wasn't intimate? It was an act. You were a player in a fantasy, and that was kind of where you were at? Wow.
Yeah. His went to an affair because eventually that's not enough either.
Wow.
Ooh,
because he's trying to get dopamine, and he just can't get it. He needs new images, and it has to get harder and more exciting. And so the therapy has been huge. This is a problem, and it's becoming more of a problem because it's so accessible. But there is help, and I have women in my group whose partners won't admit that they have a problem, but they're in my group, and they're learning how to set boundaries and protecting themselves, because sadly, I was very badly traumatized, and I'm healing, but if you're proactive enough, it doesn't have to hurt you. And hopefully the boundaries will help him realize that it really is a problem. And he'll also know he's not alone. And there are places to get help.
Eva, we had a guy suggest weaning yourself off of it. Instead, if you watch it three times a day, watch it two, then one.
Nope.
You,
no.
You got to go.
That will not. Yeah, they have to go through something called 90 days of sobriety.
No and, porn for 90 days.
Oof.
Well, and... There's a lot to it, but even 90 days isn't quite enough. I mean, there's a lot of secret keeping and shame when you're an addict.
Yeah.
Which is where all the denial comes from. And so, even just having a men's group that you meet with to, you know, you're not alone. And I mean, my husband has just said, like, I've been honest, like, for the first time in my life, and it is a huge relief. Like, he just feels like a new person, and we are so great. We are better than our marriage ever was before.
Wow. Well, congratulations, and we do appreciate your advice, because you're the one who's been there. Bottom line, Emily, it's what I said before. If you're willing to work it,
there it is,
and go through all that.
But if not,
he's only your boyfriend.
There it is,
and you've only been in it a couple of years. I don't mean to boil it down, but
that's what it is.
You got to put little chips on a scale and figure out which way it balances, and follow your heart. Anything else you want to say to Emily? Please do so over on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.